Have you ever been talking about government spying when someone says, well, if you aren't doing anything wrong, why are you worried? Heidi Boghossian's new book, Spying on Democracy, is all the answer you'll need. I'm Linda Olson-Osterlund. Help me kick off KBOO's fall membership drive. Tune in to A Deeper Look Thursday, October 10th at 9:30 a.m. My guest is Heidi Boghossian, Executive Director of the National Lawyers Guild. She'll talk about her new book, Spying on Democracy. You'll have an opportunity to become a member, get the book, and answer those doubting friends. That's A Deeper Look next Thursday at 9:30 a.m. right here on KBOO.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, October 7th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Well, if Americans can't use public lands during the government shutdown, fossil fuel companies shouldn't either. We're going to tell you how to hook up with a petition to that effect. Also, the Supreme Court hasn't been stopped by the shutdown. Indeed not. What's on the table this time is the undoing of limits on campaign contributions, as if any limits matter now anyway after Citizens United, which also is going to come up. They also will consider undermining claims of discrimination in housing and mortgage lending. A reminder to those who like language, the word mortgage means death contract, comes from the old French. And SCOTUS also will be considering allowing more government-sanctioned prayer, as well as the very hot seat question of interim appointments, without which President Obama, regardless of whatever else he has done or not done, the only way that he could ever have made any appointments at all was by this particular instrument of government. And America's dream of countering the Chinese economic empire in Africa with their own military beachhead runs afoul of Libyan law. Yes, adventuring across the African continent, the U.S. has managed to take off more people, assuming that blasting into other nations, countries, and doing what it will with their citizens is going to be a welcome move on the world chess table as, once again, a colossal miscalculation. Also, we may need to remember always, I think a reminder perhaps daily of America's political prisoners, the torture. I do not use that word lightly, the torture that is inflicted upon them by other Americans. Imagine staring into the face of your torturer, seeing someone just like you, another of your fellow citizens. That face might as well be 1,000 miles away. You might as well be surrounded by the silence of deep space. 41 years on charges which, even if they were justified, didn't merit the punishment inflicted. Herman Wallace died on Friday. He had been free for 3 days, and he'd been confined to solitary confinement for more than 40 years. There is no way to heal this. There is no way to escape the utter and complete disgrace that falls on each and every one of us. Okay, well, continuing on with the opening credits here. National Weather Service has this for you. The government shutdown notice from the National Weather Service. Due to the federal government shutdowns, NOAA.gov and most associated websites are unavailable. If you are concerned because you frequently visit NOAA.gov. However, Because the information that the site provides is necessary to protect life and property, it will be updated and maintained during the federal government shutdown. Showers today, highs to 60. And for tonight, more rain coming in, mostly cloudy, lows around 47. For tomorrow, another wet day dawning with a high eventually near 58. And for tomorrow night, rain continuing, lows. Yes, it is. It is indeed getting cold. Lows around 40. Cold is good. Makes the leaves turn brilliant colors. And the alternative forecast, we have a waxing crescent flower moon in Libra. The moon is 2 days old. The cyanotic advice is get with the leafy vegetables and annuals and consider grains. And remember, it's not a good time to pick vegetables if you expect to store them. So moving straight on into the biodynamic outlook, Moon in Libra, it's an air sign, good time for flowering plants, and avoid rooting plants and things of that sort. The sidereal people have this, Moon in Libra, good time to sow green manure or cover crops. And that's it for both the alternative and the conventional forecasts. Listeners to Air Cascadia will recall that last week Nathan Schneider joined us, and we began a discussion of anarchy, specifically the manner in which the word has been misused to characterize what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. What's actually going on is ignorance, basically. People who like the proverbial dog chasing the car, not knowing what to do if it actually caught the car. Many of those who are responsible, the Tea Parties who are responsible for the government shutdown, were extraordinarily good at getting elected. They said all the right words. They had a very volatile electorate. They have people who mistrust anyone who appears to be more smarter or more intelligent than they are. There's a great deal there's a movement of anti-intellectual whispering in this country, which seems to be often reflected in the behavior of conservatives, but is not limited to the conservatives. I think that both liberals and conservatives in America are mistrustful of the so-called intellectuals, many of whom, of course, identify as anarchists. And that's why we won't talk to Nathan again. Good morning, Nathan. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be on again.
Well, and talking about anarchy touches on absolutely every aspect of what's going on right now. The mess in Washington is people who got elected hate government, and once they were in office, remembered that they hadn't got clue one how to govern. They don't know how to do this. They think that just like back home and wherever they came from, that if someone ticks you off, then you can do something nasty to them and refuse to stop till they come around to your point of view. That's not how it works. That's just simply not how it works. The thing about anarchism, I want you to talk about it, though, is that it is reliant, and I do mean exclusively reliant, on people being intelligent enough to understand situations and responsible enough to take responsibility for their own actions, for their own words. So it demands a great deal of an electorate, of a people, of a nation, of a community, but the rewards are enormous. Let's talk about the word anarchy, how it's been misused, and the potential for harm, because we have, right here in the Pacific Northwest, people who were identified by the authorities as anarchists and found themselves dragged before grand juries. So this is a dangerous zone that we are in. Why is that?
Oh, absolutely. And it's a danger that has a long history. You know, what really struck me in the last few weeks was to see how leading Democrats like Harry Reid and now Elizabeth Warren have been trying to attack their Tea Party opponents by referring to them as anarchists. And you know, everybody kind of knows what that's supposed to mean. It's supposed to mean somebody who wants the government to go away, and maybe is in the process of bringing out a state of chaos of some sort. But that really has very little to do with what the long tradition of anarchism has meant. I think you put it really well in that this tradition calls people to real responsibility for themselves and their communities. And it's about much more than trying to reduce the oppression that we experience through government. It's also about other kinds of oppression. And in the libertarian tradition in the U.S. that's so powerful and that expresses itself in part sometimes through the Tea Party movement, there's still that kind of concern from classical libertarianism about government power, but there's seemingly no concern about corporate power or the power of race or gender. These other forms of power that are being wielded against people in the United States are of no concern, and in the process they're removing whatever checks government places against that kind of inequality of power. And that's something that makes even many anarchists more on the side of the Democrats who are trying to ensure that the basic services going to the most vulnerable people in this country remain in place as we go through this transition to the new health care program. So it's a real kind of bizarre accusation that the Democrats are making. You know, and it comes from a long history that you're alluding to with the persecutions in the Northwest recently of persecuting anarchists. You know, even at Ellis Island, immigrants would be checked to see whether they were anarchists 100 years ago, and this has continued to be a persecuted population.
Why is it that and people in this day and age, when it's possible to go to any cafe or library, if you don't have a computer yourself, and type in anarchist into Google and get a few answers, some of them enormously erroneous, of course, but still, why are people so frightened? Why does the word take that numinous quality that is borderline criminal? And this is so dangerous, too, because it's just we're a hair's breadth away from criminalizing it in the same...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And in some ways it's related to the reason why the same thing could be said of the word communist, that it's used as a term of abuse, or socialist, that if you identify as a socialist, you are somehow dangerous and anti-humanist and all these really horrible things. And I think a real reason is that in our history, socialists and anarchists have helped people who are workers, who are some of the most vulnerable people in our society, gain power and to wield that power against elites. I mean, in the Gilded Age, 100 years ago, in the years before World War I, anarchists were traveling around the country organizing workers, doing some of the most radical labor organizing. They were at the front of the fight for an 8-hour workday. So any of y'all who are going off to your 8-hour workday, you have anarchists in part to thank for that. And it's the power that they were able to achieve through organizing workers, through trying to get people to raise their consciousness and think about how society might be even further democratized, that turned that into a dirty word. The elites took that word, anarchist and socialist, and turned it into an insult, made it mean something other than what it should mean.
Thank you so much for that, Nathan. We'd like to have you back. We'd like to talk about this more and take some specific incidents in recent current events and relate what we've just been discussing to those incidents, because this is becoming ever more dangerous. We forget, because it's not in the headlines, that we still have the NDAA. We do still have the prospect of indefinite detention, and we do see through the life and death of Herman Wallace, the likes of Herman Wallace, and of course many other political prisoners, that then are kidding when they say that they can lock you up indefinitely. And yes, indeed, America does torture its prisoners. So there's a meeting going on in Bali right now, where the Trans-Pacific Trade Pact is being bandied about. President Obama is not there. That could be either a good thing or a bad thing. But nonetheless, this would certainly would change everything. And let's not forget that the Supreme Court is going to be on the rampage very soon, turning over many of the laws that we thought we were precedent and therefore established. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, October 7th, 2013. Sam Parrish engineered the show today. Thanks so much, Sam. Kathleen Stevenson, the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, PC, Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions based on their personal values since 1987.